AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. Hi Panjwani has the latest.
On social media, President Trump said the two countries have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. Trump said on Truth Social that the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war. That's a major change in the hostilities that follow a U.S. strike over the weekend on Iranian nuclear sites. Iran launched a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of three key nuclear facilities. The U.S. said no casualties were reported. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Earlier in the day, Trump floated the notion it may be time for regime change in Tehran if the current leaders are, in his words, unable to make Iran great again. Aaron David Miller at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
I don't think we're on the cusp of regime change or even regime destabilization. But you never know in the event that you end up with a major conflict.
Lisa Dwyer reports Republican lawmakers have hit a roadblock in their effort to ward off lawsuits aimed at blocking President Trump's executive actions.
In their big tax bill, Republicans have sought to bar federal courts from issuing temporary restraining orders or preliminary injunctions against the federal government, unless the plaintiff posts what in many cases would be a massive financial bond. The proposal was found to be in violation of the Senate's rules, which means it is likely to be abandoned. Critics warned that the proposal would have a chilling effect on potential litigants as the Trump administration faces lawsuits nationwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the search continues for a person missing in Lake Tahoe. This after seven others were killed this weekend when a boat capsized during a thunderstorm that whipped up high waves. This is AP News. Sales of previously occupied homes edged higher last month, up 0.8% from April, according to the National Association of Realtors. But they were lower than May last year, high mortgage rates and rising prices making home buying less affordable. The median sales price, $422,800, an all-time high for the month of May. Annette Donahue reports there are growing calls for an interest rate cut.
Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says so far President Trump's tariffs have not spiked inflation, and an interest rate cut should be considered at the next meeting next month. Bowman was appointed by President Trump, who is not happy Fed Chair Jerome Powell has taken a more cautious approach.
We have a stupid person, frankly, at the Fed.
Another Trump appointee, Christopher Waller, also thinks a rate cut should be considered at the next meeting. Many economists say it is likely tariffs could push inflation higher in the coming months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.